Thanks for tuning into the Let's Get Ready Network, the place for coverage of all the things you love. On this feed, we cover movies, TV, video games, and more. If you're interested in supporting the network, you can do so on our Patreon at patreon.com/LGR_network. And please leave a rating and a review of this episode. Enjoy the show, everyone.
Better late than never, guys. We are here to talk about Percy Jackson. I know it's probably, I think the whole show has now been out, has been released now by now. I think it has. If not, it's probably only like one episode left for them to drop.
It's all right.
Have got to do two episodes tonight, and we're going to be talking about the two episodes that we just watched with our Patreon watch alongs. Tonight it was me, Adelia, and Brandy watching together. And we'll just talk about a couple of the few things that we saw or noticed during the first two episodes and how much we liked it. We'll start with Adelia.
I really enjoyed this. I haven't read the Percy Jackson books. I've only seen the first of the movies, and I don't really remember it that well. So getting to experience this is like kind of experiencing the story for the first time. I'd totally forgotten that he was Poseidon's son. I should have known that, but I'd totally forgotten that. And I think it's really cool the way that they've done this. I like that you can clearly tell that these are kids playing kids and not a 20-something-year-old playing Percy like I think the movie was. It was really charming and really cool. I like the interactions in the camp. I like Grover and I like Annabeth, even though we haven't seen too much of Annabeth yet. I like that Mr. whatever his name was is also Chiron the centaur. What is he? I don't know. Percy just called him a horse, and I know he's not a horse. I think it's cool that he's there. I like that there's this, you know, other plot of we've got to get the master bolt for Zeus, but we also have to go save his mom, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of it.
Brandy, what did you think?
The same as Adelia. I didn't read the books, and I don't remember the movie, so yeah, I also didn't. I was like, oh, Poseidon. I totally forgot about that. And it is centaur, because that's my sign for Sagittarius. It's the centaur. But yeah, I think that's thought it was cool. And seeing him, and they're like, the kids didn't believe him beating that
Minotaur.
Wow, I forgot. Yeah, so that thing, and they were like, prove it, like trying to get him to do things, and then they see what he does. Yeah. I thought it was pretty cool. I want to keep watching. It's like I want to keep going ahead, but to see how everything is. But yeah, when the mother just vanished, I'm like, wow, that was kind of strange. And now we found out that she didn't die. She was taken to Hades. So, can't wait to see the rest. I liked what I've seen so far, and I thought it was cool. And I love D'Angelo sandwiches. So. D'Angelo's was in the movie. It was in the show.
I mean, it's good stuff. I think it's good stuff, and I think one of the cool things about say watching the show together as a group of people and not everybody trying to be critics, because I might be the most critical out of us three. But like, even with that, I wouldn't call myself a critic. I just kind of go with the flow and like how things do. I think that the show, and even like, you know, we talked about it during the watch along a little bit, like it was kind of jump cutty with like some of the, when it goes to black and then comes back. I think some of those transitions could have been better. It's like we literally just got through talking about like they having a serious dialogue scene between two characters, and then it goes to black and it comes back, and immediately even before the black goes away, you hear a very loud clanging of swords. It's like, what the hell just happened? Like, we just went from a calm talking thing straight into the fight scene. So I think some of that stuff could have been done better. I think some of the writing, like, so right there at the very end, like if I was going to be like critical, would be the god Dionysus and Chiron or whatever is Chiron. Chiron. Yeah. So like the Centaur guy, they're sitting there talking to Percy, trying to get him to go to Hades to get a sword. He's not about that. He's like, screw this. I don't care. My dad, you know, because he still feels his dad doesn't care about him and all this kind of stuff because he hasn't shown up actually physically. He did claim him a little bit earlier. But to me, it was like kind of like dumb writing in that instance. And I'm not talking about the whole show, just as one instance for real was you have those two characters talking to him, trying to get him to go and do this thing. He's arguing with you not to go do it. And I kind of understand what they are trying to do. Because Grover's, I've read the books, like all of them. Now, I read them a long time ago because these books were pretty old. Because I read these when I was younger. Now, I was a young adult, obviously. I wasn't like a kid. Paris was probably like a baby. But me, for instance, I was like, you know, maybe early 20s or something like that when I read these. And I'm 43 now, so.
You're that old?
Oh, yeah, I'm old as hell. But at least I was born. But we'll go on to the rest of this. But the whole thing is I just, like I said, I get what they're trying to do. Like they're trying to set up Grover's going on the journey. So they kind of wanted him to tell him because he's the one that kind of figures out that his mom, you know, hey, she didn't just like become a bloody mess like normal when humans die. She just kind of like
vaporized.
Yeah, basically got Thanos. She got Thanos snapped out of existence, is what you would say. Like that's what it kind of looked like. But like in that moment to me, it was like the two guys that's supposed to be like the leaders of this camp that protects these kids would to me be smart enough to be like, hey, bro, his mom's there. We should just tell him so he would go. We gotta have him go. Like he's arguing with us and fighting us. Like we just tell him your mom's there. He's obviously gonna say yes once that happens, because that's something very important to him. So little bitty things like that, like was like, whoa. Actually, I might not even be able to hear you guys anymore, but it don't matter. I think my newly fancy headphones just died on me. But yeah, that's like a minor critique of that, like with some of the writing. But besides that, I would say, even though I don't think Rings of Power is as bad as some people try to say, and I have a little bit of problems with Rings of Power, but mostly Rings of Power, the issue was seriously like not having these characters that you could love. Like I feel like the protagonist in that one was something that you didn't like. That's the one thing I think Adelia brought up just a second ago. In this show, even though the writing may not be 100%, maybe their little cuts and stuff may not be 100% in some cases, a lot of the writing was decent that I liked it. I did feel some of the heart and stuff that they were trying to get you to pull between the son and mom. I wish that would have probably went a little longer than what it did, because like you could build that up a little better, I think. But what they did give us, I thought was good. None of that stuff was dumb. I thought it was heartfelt. Like it felt like a mom and her kid being there together. So I really liked a lot of that stuff. And like I said, I just didn't feel that was super dumb or anything. But the character, the kid here, obviously, like you said, he's not 20 something trying to act like he's 15 or something like that. He's a kid that you like. He might be older than 12, obviously. But like he feels like he's 12 or could be 12, and everything else. I mean, I'm a dad. My son's in the other room, actually. And like he looks like my son at 12 years old. So like I can relate to that. So like that was really believable, made it better to me. And I thought he did a good job of being a likable character. Like, really, like I think anybody that watches this show and tries to like say something bad about the child actor that portrays Percy, I think that they got something wrong with him. He was likable, lovable. I think like Brandy said, she wishes she could keep watching. Most of that I would feel would be because of the way that kid did in these first two episodes and like kind of got you to really be like rooting for the guy. So that's the one thing that I think this show has better than the one that we watched, even though it had some cool stuff in its own, is the likable and lovable characters. Grover seems cool. Percy seems cool. Even Luke, the guy that's like Hermes' kid, seems pretty cool. So like that's the difference, is I think you have a bunch of likable, lovable, I can fist pump when they do something good moments, and they even tore your heart out a little bit. Like I know that his mom ain't dead from the very beginning, but I ain't gonna ruin it for these two girls. But like I knew obviously what was gonna happen there. His mom ain't dead. Like that was just obvious to me. And then I tried to throw him a hint, guys. about the fact before he even got claimed by his dad, Poseidon, because I was like, it seems like this girl would find out, because we got the Ares kids, obviously, like the god of war kind of stuff that's always trying to be badass. They're fighting with him. And I'm like, man, the first time they got blasted with water. Look, dog, don't get his ass next to the water. They make that mistake. They get close to the water.
That's when I figured it out. He starts
showing out and doing his magical abilities and stuff like that. And, yeah, we found out his dad was Aquaman. But that's all I got, man. Y'all got anything else to close?
I just want to shout out Walker Scobell, who plays Percy. I think he's done a phenomenal job. And, I mean, the cast for the show is stacked. I mean, we've got a lot of really great actors in here. I'm very much looking forward to the rest of this. And I'm glad we're finally getting around to watching it. I know a lot of that delay is because of me, and I apologize.
Oh, good, man. We didn't want to be in the middle of the rush, right? Because everybody's talking about the new show, all that stuff. We're still a smaller channel, so we got to kind of sneak in the back door. You know what I'm saying? So it's all right.
I don't think that makes any sense from a business point of view, but okay.
Hey, we got to do what we can. You know what I'm saying? So, like, maybe some people, like, we're here for the late crowd. You know who you are, guys. Like, if you happen to watch this review right here that we're doing, we're here for you guys, right? The people that, for whatever reason it is, you couldn't get and watch the show when it first came out. Then you were like, man, you know what? I want to binge the show. That's what we're here for. We're here for you guys, because we're going to binge it, do a couple of episodes a week. Well, actually, that's not binging. That's actually kind of slow. But you know what? A couple of episodes a week.
Yeah.
We'll be done in a couple of weeks talking about the show.
We'll watch it in half the time that it actually took to air, because I think there's 8 episodes. It seems to be much more true to the books than what I remember from the film.
Yes, that's what I'm loving, because even though I haven't read the books like in a long time, they are memorable. The reason why I love this stuff is because of the fact that they Greek gods, Greek mythology. I really like that stuff. It's one of the coolest things that I've ever found in like history. One of the reasons why I was going to school for a little while to be a history teacher is part of the reason, not just that, because I also like studying some of the wars and everything else. But like the Greek mythology was super cool. And it was I was too old to because like these books were written for younger kids. You know, these books were written for like when Ferris actually read the books, right? And he fell in love with them, like kids that was his age when he first started reading them. I was reading them, like I said, as a young adult. I was in my probably early 20s. I'm going over here having to sneak over there when all the kids like had to go to the restroom or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like at the bookstore. And then all of a sudden that little section was no kids around. I had this tippy toe over there like I was a villain. And take my book real quick and run up to the front and buy it so people didn't see it. Yeah, that's what I had to do. You know, I couldn't be caught. I couldn't be caught with a grown man with hair on my face getting one of those books.
Yes, you could. You very much could.
Nah, man.
I mean, if you got questioned about it, you could just say you were buying it for your child. I mean,
you got to think about it. I'm talking about early 20s. I didn't have
my son. What?
I didn't have my son until I was 24. I'm talking about I was probably like 22. I didn't even know I was having a son at the time. But you saying I could have lied. You could have lied, Justin. You saying that me lying to some little kids is better than me sneaking around whenever they leave.
First off, I doubt the little kids would have questioned why you're buying the book. Secondly,
they was judgment. I saw it in their eyes, dude. I saw the judgment in their eyes.
I can't imagine the judgment in children's eyes.
We've established
that you don't know who hosted Reading Rainbow. So.
I went over there to grab the first novel, and the little kid looked at me.
Justin doesn't know LeVar Burton.
That little kid looked at me, and I saw in his eyes. He was like, "I know you're not you grown ass man. I'm about to grab that book. I know you're not."
That short is coming soon.
And I pulled.
I'm working on it this weekend.
Listen, I pulled my hand back. And I was like, all right, cool, little kid. So I had to wait till his ass, you know, his mama came and got him and they left. And then I was like, all right, cool, I can get my book. But I read these books. And no, that's one thing I will give. I do think too many times until Last of Us, season one that happened this past year, which is one of my top two favorite shows of the year, was that show and House of the Dragon. But Last of Us was a really good adaptation, right? And I actually think this is a true adaptation because, like I said, this was written for kids. Okay, and they took a lot of the stuff with the book. So if you're over there, like you a 43-year-old adult like me, and you happen to be watching this show for whatever reason, and you try to judge it That's why I'm not going to be too harsh on this thing, because if you're trying to be super nitpicky on a show like this, bro, go get a life, because this was written for your 13-year-old or 12-year-old son to go and read, like,
daughter, yeah, Justin, whatever. Don't nitpick at those cutscenes.
No, I'm going, look at that.
Sorry, I had to.
There's a difference between being a little critical, right? Because I don't want to be 100% positive. Like
Adelia had said before, I think they were made for like commercials, because I think those would be where the commercials would go.
Yeah, and yeah. I wasn't even thinking about that.
I think it's made for the ad tier. Those are the commercial breaks. I would be at all surprised if you find that that's where the commercials are. Yeah. I will say some of those scenes though seem very short, and then they go to black, and then it moves on. Like, I would have liked to have seen some of those expanded. Maybe this not be such a shorter show time-wise and lengthen some of that out.
No, yeah, I totally agree. Like I said, it's not really about them going to black, because they're trying to notate that some time passed and we're at a different moment or whatever. So I'm not hating on that part. It's like the transition, though, didn't feel right in a couple of cases. Like, we went to something super important, then to something crazy or something like that. And sometimes you got to let those kind of things breathe a little bit. Like I said, being just a little bit of critical, but that's the biggest thing I think, and Adelia brought it up a second ago, and Brandy even mentioned it a little bit, like when she was talking, is the characters are lovable. Like, this kid is believable. This kid seems cool. I'm going to be cheering for this kid, right? Like, and those, even though I love bad guys, I'm going to be cheering for this kid. I think he's doing a good job so far, especially in the first two episodes. And just a lot of the characters are actually likable. Like, even the mom, I thought, did a really good job, right? Like, I think if you're one of those people that, you know, you love your mom, whatever, right? And, like, you watch this, I think that's believable enough. And then what happens when she's sacrificing herself for her son, like, that even hit me a little bit for a second, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm putting myself in those shoes. Like, what I would do, I was trying to be all tough. I was doing the whole tear was about to come down my eye. But y'all heard me make jokes about how I'd be whooping that Minotaur's ass, right? Like, but I had to start doing the jokes so I wasn't boohooing. You know what I'm talking about? Because I think they did a good job. Like that's the biggest thing about the show. They are staying towards so far. That doesn't mean they will, because for whatever reason, people think they have to put their own two cents in a story that's already made great. Just make the adaption. Stop trying to make your own story, because there's a reason why the other story was super good. Just do that story. So I hope they don't mess up anything there. So far, I don't feel like they have. I think they've done a pretty good job from the book so far, and the lore of Percy Jackson, and the characters are just good, like, and likable.
Yeah.
Like I said, Lord of the Rings, I know a lot of people like that. There's some people that was very critical. I think they were too critical on it, because there was a lot of good things in that. That one, I think, was just missing the lovable characters. Like, who am I supposed to really be rooting for? I said that a couple of times in our reviews for that. This is totally opposite. It's like, oh my God, that character's cool. That character's cool. I can see why people like that character and stuff like that. And I put myself into my son's, try to like think about it, like in my son's, like he's 16 now, going to be 17. But like, if I'm that age watching this, like, I would really super be pumped about the show right now.
I have to say, I liked the beginning when he got back at the girl and he like pushed her into the.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
Oh, the abuse. You like the assault that happened, Brandy? As you got froze, I think, a second there.
Yeah, I think Brandy's frozen.
Brandy got froze because she was talking about liking the assault. I'm just playing. Because we even joked about that in a watch along about like.
My internet went up. Sorry. Yeah.
But you got froze for a second. You're fine. But like, we even joked about that a little bit. Like, they used the word assault because like he didn't even really touch her. He just like kind of used his power, I guess, unknowingly to like kind of push her into like some water. And they were like, assault. And we were like, assault? What the hell? Like,
bro. I really loved that part where he just like, and she went flying into the. He was sticking up for himself. But him saying, I'm going to throw her into the dumpster.
And even though.
I was like, that's a little far, but I like where you're going.
But yeah, he's definitely going to be lovable to anybody that was even sort of like, maybe it wasn't real bad for them, but they did have moments where they got picked on. Like, I think this kid can obviously.
And it was funny that it was a female picking on him. Because usually you don't see that. You don't see that often.
Listen, man, that's kind of a trend that's happening right now, because I didn't even think about it until just then. When he gets to the camp, another girl. What's wrong? What's up with this dude, man? Why he got girls picking on him all the time? Right?
But like, it's a different thing. Is like you don't really see a female picking on a male. You see it the opposite. The male picking on the female, or a female picking on another female, or a male picking on a male. But like you don't see that dynamic.
Right.
And I like it because they're in the middle school area. And growing up, I had a male that would pick on me, and I got back at him, and he left me alone.
So. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't have a problem with it because of the fact that she was kind of more like the mean girl thing, like maybe like a popular girl trying to be whatever. Like, she didn't actually like, besides hitting Grover in the face with a piece of bologna, she wasn't like a physical domination. It was more of like picking on, kind of name calling and laughing with her friends kind of thing. So I'm fine with that. And then when they did get to the
camp, hitting them in the head with the backpack, like,
but that's kind of like, what do you want to call it? Like, even though that is kind of physical, that's more of that, what's the term I'm thinking of where, you're not, I can't think of it right now, but there's a term for what I'm trying to say.
Assault?
I'm having a brain fart. I'm old. What can I say? But anyway, besides that, like when they get to the camp and the other girl's picking on him, that's a girl that's obviously older than him. Been at the camp for a long time. Mm-hmm. She's like a way bigger than he is, right? And at these ages, right? Like at a 15-year-old girl, like at those kind of ages, a 15-year-old girl could outpower a 12-year-old boy because of the fact of growth spurts and stuff like that happens. Now, in a couple of years, he's probably going to be way up here, bigger and stuff like that, just because that's how it works, right? Dudes are usually bigger. But like in this case, there's no problem with it for me, because I know some people might try to complain about that, but there's no problem with it for me because she's obviously older and bigger. And like I said, she's been at the camp and been trained. So like, it makes sense to me. There's no problem there. So in both cases, I have no problems with that.
My nephew got picked on by a female in middle school. Yeah. He didn't want to touch her though. So
that's it. You got to think about it. Those ages, boys and girls are closer to the size and stuff. So there's not like, you know, this, super physical dominance or anything that happens at those ages at early times, because
he was small too. It was sixth grade, so he was a little smaller. Now at 19, he's almost 19. He's a little bit bigger and stronger now. She probably wouldn't do that to him at this point.
Yeah.
But one last thing that I wanted to say was, one of the things I did appreciate, there was a couple of moments in the show that you could say was kind of scary, right? Not me. I love horror, so they didn't obviously scare me. I'm a big man.
It wasn't really that scary horror.
But the Dodge thing when she changes, I thought was really cool and kind of serious, right? Like she's on top of him about to kill him. Like, and she kind of looked pretty creepy. She
looked like Megan Mullally to me.
And then Minotaur. And then Minotaur Man was pretty serious. Like he was kind of badass. Like he was coming at you, like, and stuff like that. So like, they did have some of those aspects that were more serious in it and everything else. And there were a couple of moments. I wish those moments would have had a little more time to breathe or get set up a little bit. That's a big problem, though, I think, with a lot. Because like you said, there was 8 shows for this first season. It's like, man, this is one of those probably could have used 12 episodes, man. Probably could have used 12 just because I think, even though I think it's
great. Well, we don't know what the rest of the series is.
The pacing is like right. So
but I just
did you like, watch it, Justin?
Nope, I didn't watch it. I'm just saying no, just basing it on what we saw so far is, and I think the mom and son having more interactions for like say the first episode, right?
I'd then, agree with that actually.
Then maybe the second episode we get a little bit more of the mom and son, but then the stuff at the school happens and everything. And then like maybe at the end of that second episode is when she's about to tell him what he really is. And then it kind of cuts off and then we go to episode 3. But I just feel like that moment with his mom, there's more of that stuff in the book. Like that's the only thing that's different, is they're kind of rushing through some of the things to get to the main story, because you got half a book is what we just went through, because he's already fitting to go on his journey to go to Hades. But that takes half a book to get there. You don't start trying to get to Hades until the book's halfway over. And you all know, like, it you know, a lot. That's a lot of pages. And that there's those books, even though they were written for like a younger crowd, was not super small. They were decent size.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd agree. That was it. Anybody have any last thoughts?
I'm just really looking forward to seeing seeing more of this. It's really charming. And I looked it up. The credits are not AI, which is great.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Yeah.
The credits are beautiful.
Yeah, they are.
I was going to get upset if they were AI, but they're not.
Was there something that you saw that you thought that was that? Or are you just checking that because of what Marvel did in their one show?
Well, I mean, like, a lot of people, not just Marvel, are going to that for, like, that kind of style of credits. And since Disney has a track record of doing it established by the credits of Secret Invasion, I wanted to see if the credits for Percy Jackson were AI as well, and they're not. They're hand-drawn.
Yeah. I wouldn't even have thought about it. That's why I was asking you. I didn't know if you thought that, like... You're talking about the pictures and stuff at the end that you were looking at.
Yeah, the credits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have to give Disney props, especially with Star Wars and this show, because I thought the little scenes, the artwork was pretty cool on this. And it was always good Mandalorian, no matter if you liked or hated the shows, but all the Star Wars stuff, like the storyboard stuff they would show you after the show was over, was as always, especially Mandalorian, was always really good.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, till next time, guys. Peace. Do it, Brandy. Yeah, there we go. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.